But there have been certain safeguards set in place to, with people's agreement on the spirit level, but not necessarily the lasting conscious level, that help protect people from, you might say, their own worst mistakes. Those safeguards are being lifted gradually, a little bit at a time, one by one or in groups. The reason being that they need to be lifted so that people can experience more fully and more directly the results of their intentions, the results of their thoughts, the results of their actions, in a way that is more completely obvious. Again, we have tried to educate people in their own natures, because the vast majority of harmful acts, of things that have been harmful by individuals and by groups, has arisen out of their own belief that either they or other people were bad, were wrong, were evil, and therefore needed to be punished in some way. It's very obvious to see how a particular group, person, nation, whatever, might point to another and say, they're bad, we must go there and lay the mighty smackdown upon them. It is not so obvious to see how someone could do harm because they are convinced that they themselves are bad. For the very intelligent, we think it will be obvious. For those who are puzzled, we will add that what it means is that a person, it says, I am bad, therefore I must do bad things. It is that simple. It is that simple. And yet, even those people underneath, out of that impulse, they're still striving to be good. They are trying to be what they think they are not. Even those people. And this is why we say, we urge you to try to think that, to believe that everyone in reality is indeed trying to do things out of an impulse to do good. So how does this relate to crop circles? There are other levels of existence, dimensions, we will call them, energetic rooms on your planet that exist, coexist right with your, what you see physically. There are, we will say, there are energies, there are entities, there are beings who inhabit these energetic rooms. They can sometimes be seen or be felt or be interacted with by some humans who have the gift of the ability to sense or feel those vibrational differences. These beings range from what you would call the fairy world, leprechauns, fairies, sprites, brownies, mischievous spirits, that sort of thing, nature spirits, dryads, etc. All of those things exist. They all exist. They all exist now. It also includes some entities that are mistakenly called aliens, which would mean they come from another planet, but instead they exist on this planet in one of these energetic rooms. Many of these inhabitants in these different dimensions, energetic places, are much more aware of humanity than humanity is of them. Perhaps you could think of it as there is a mirror that humanity looks at that just reflects back their reality of them. But on the other hand, on the other side, it can be seen through by the other entities who, instead of seeing a reflection, see through to human existence. These beings and entities are all affected by decisions that humanity makes. The decisions that human beings make, the actions that they take, affect this planet, and therefore they affect everything, all the energetic dimensional corridors and houses and existences on all levels. As humanity prepares to make this large leap energetically, in a sense you could say that they are going to be more aware of these other beings also. These beings are trying desperately, frantically, to communicate with humanity before the fact in ways that they hope will communicate no matter what the language of the human being, so that when human beings start encountering more and more these other dimensional beings, entities, inhabitants, that the reaction, instead of being fear, will, they hope, be curiosity and a desire to interact, because fear would cause reactions that nobody will want. Therefore, the crop circles, those that are genuine, and there are many more that are genuine than aren't, are non-verbal communication devices that have encoded within them information that speaks vibrationally to whoever views them. You don't even need to be there, just whoever views photographs of them. So that that information bypasses conscious objections, if you will, and conscious information, and goes more deeply, settles more deeply into the soul of the person. In a sense, the crop circles have been like a series of books, starting with picture books, very simple, very, very elegant nonetheless, but simple, easy, gentle, small pieces of information. And they grow more and more complex as each year comes to fruition. Because, in a sense, they are educating the planet, the energetic level of humanity. Even those who don't see them are still educated to a certain extent by the impression of, from the other dimensions, of those symbols on this planet. They connect with the energetic lines that exist in England, in Great Britain, and that information goes out across and around the entire planet on those energetic lines and informs and educates people who might consciously say they had never even heard of crop circles, or they felt they were bunk, or they'd never seen a picture of one. They are still, to a certain extent, receiving the information being